This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to the nation today in the aftermath of a day in which gunmen killed 31 people in two incidents that occurred in a 13-hour period. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The president says it keeps happening over and over and needs to stop.
We vow to act with urgent resolve.
In tweets this morning, he pushed for legislation providing strong background checks for gun users after reneging on similar promises in the past. Speaking later here at the White House, he gave little detail other than urging Congress to come together after what he called the barbaric slaughter in El Paso and Dayton. The president signaled he'd be against any large-scale gun control efforts, saying mental illness and hatred pull the trigger, not the gun. Sagar Magani at the White House.
India has revoked the special status of Kashmir as it moves to fully integrate the region with the rest of the country. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
This was the chaos in India's parliament after plans were revealed to revoke the special status of Kashmir. India's interior minister could barely be heard as he announced the most far-reaching move over the disputed Himalayan region in nearly seven decades. The government of Narendra Modi says it wants to throw out the part of the constitution that allows Kashmir to make its own laws. Its aim is to fully integrate its only Muslim-majority region with the rest of the country.
As Reuters' Joe Davies reporting, Pakistan's foreign ministry has rejected this move. A general strike brought Hong Kong to a standstill Monday, keeping people from getting to work and forcing cancellation of more than 200 flights. Police used tear gas as protesters filled public parks and squares in several Hong Kong districts to draw more attention to their demands that city leader Carrie Lam resign. Lam has rejected those demands. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State